Welcome to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. I am one half of your quizmaster host, your multi-headed host, Lee Brushnida. I'm joined here by the other head, Mr. Mark Davis.
Welcome one and all to the wonderful world of this trivia podcast.
Every week, Mark and I, the two heads, get together and share our favorite questions we've asked at our own trivia events, pretty much our bodies. And talk about the nuts and bolts of the Frankensteinian method in which we write questions. But before we get started with that, Mark, we have an announcement to make.
The two-headed Hydra is ready to speak.
We have an announcement.
We have an announcement.
We have an announcement.
Oh, we just made that up.
Yep. On the spot. How talented are we? We are so talented.
How wonderful.
Not only do we make up songs on the spot, but we make up our own YouTube channels.
We do, and that's what we have.
We have it. Search for No Nonsense Trivia on YouTube, and you can find our channel where we are going to be posting our hand-selected highlights.
Some greatest hits, if you will.
This ain't no children's magazine featuring a no goofus and gallant. These are highlights from our podcast.
My favorite part of highlights was the thing where you had to try and find the objects inside the drawing.
Oh, that was a good one. I forgot about that.
We talked a little bit about our love. I can't remember if we talked about this off mic or on mic, but a little bit about our love of, we talked about it on mic, our love of puzzles in general and how trivia is kind of like a puzzle.
Yes, but you took exception to a puzzle that I asked you, and I know we don't usually do this, but I'm going to ask you the question as the final question, and because I know you wanted to vent about this to me, and I said, save it for the podcast.
Yeah, Mr. and Mark. If you want, you can ask me two questions, because that one, I think the listenership is going to be 110% behind me.
Well,
because I have a couple of reasons as to why.
It's a riddle.
Yeah,
it's a riddle. It's long enough that I won't ask you two questions. You can ask me.
It is long enough, and that's part of my issue.
Right. We'll get to that later.
But we'll get there.
Yeah. So, in the meantime, go to YouTube, look up our channel, and subscribe to it. If you've got a little bit of extra time, watch one. Give it a like. Give it a comment. Maybe
subscribe.
Yeah. The cool thing about these highlights is that there's a timer built. You not only do you get the question and the answer on screen, but you get a little animated timer that lets you know when one of us is going to say the correct answer, so you can kind of play along. Chances are, if you're a regular,
or the incorrect answer.
Yes.
You made it sound like we're automatically always right.
Oh, that is not true.
We did not hand select those bad boys.
No. When we get into episode. Oh, no, you know what? I have one more. We've got one more video to post from episode one, and it's probably my most embarrassing worst answer ever.
Ooh, there's some bad ones.
Yeah, we'll put that up there. But go check it out. And,
And if you have any ideas, sorry to cut you off. If you have any ideas on anything that you remember from any episodes that you thought made you laugh hard, question-wise or otherwise, let one of us know. You can either email us.
Yes, let us know. Mark, actually, I'm glad you cut me off because that was a great thing to say.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. You have a handsome voice.
You did it
there
again.
It is.
Yep. All the blood rushes to my face.
Well, it's better than blood rushing somewhere else.
What a band had it? Wasn't there a band that had an album called a Rush of Blood to the Head?
That band is Cold. If you said Coldplay, you're correct.
Coldplay.
A Rush of Blood to the Head.
Right. Is that what they're talking about? Blushing? Is that?
I don't know which head they're speaking of.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Innuendo.
There's also a dick head.
Yes.
Yes.
There is indeed. All right. Well, before we get to this week's questions, let's go over our weekly wrap-up.
I love it.
The one-man team known as Seth took the number one spot at Bury Me Brewing Company this
motherfucker
past week. With a total of 90 points, setting an all-time high score for that venue. Congratulations to him. 90 points. Highest score ever. But he could not stop the Wet Boys from snatching the victory with just 41 points on Monday at Three Pepper Burrito Company.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yep. Congratulations also to our winning team at number three last Thursday. Sorry we were late. And the Squeaky Chairs, who earned 58 points, beating out their challengers. Peanut the Dog burned her favorite pair of Nikes. Mark, how did your teams do on Wednesday night at Nice Guys Trivia?
They did good. I think we had a team that won the first round that did not win the second two rounds. We had one of those classics. The team Turkish Delight took the night with 36 points.
Hearty and sincere congratulations to them, and thank you to all the teams that came out to play No Nonsense Live this past week in Southwest Florida. If you missed it, you can catch us at Three Pepper Burrito Company in downtown Fort Myers on Monday nights, Bury Me Brewing Company and Nice Guys Pizza on Wednesday nights, and Number Three Craft Brews and Beer Bar in Cape Coral, Florida on Thursday nights. All of the No Nonsense events are free to play. You can win prizes after every single round. Join us, won't you? Won't you?
Also had Hurricane Florence and the Machine as a team name, which I thought was really clever.
Timely.
And also Family Bondage Night.
Is that about
Night.
FEMA? Florence and the Machine?
It's a band.
Yeah, right.
And the Machine, I guess you could stretch that out to be FEMA.
I was thinking about Rage Against the Machine and the System and FEMA.
Okay.
See where I'm going with that?
Sort of, yeah.
My bad.
No, it's okay.
All right.
Apologize to them, not to me.
Yeah, that's a wrap on this weekly wrap-up. We're going to take a short break, followed by some trivia in round number one.
I cannot wait. Lee, real quick before I read my first question to you, I wanted to talk a little bit about cheating.
Oh. Okay.
We were going to talk about this last week, but we didn't.
Right. And I don't look at my phone when you're asking me the questions.
And I do look at my phone, but I don't cheat.
Okay. We have our scripts on our phone, but I'm not doing that. Just if that's where you're going with this.
No, it is not at all. Oh, okay. I have complete faith in you.
Oh.
Because you don't try and hide your phone.
Right.
I will say I did have a team. I've had a team for a couple weeks now who I have presupposed is cheating.
Yeah.
And one of the things I always mention, especially when we get to the last question, is, or sometimes even in the beginning, you know, don't go to the bathroom with your phone.
Right.
While I'm asking a question and then come out and act like you know the answer or whatever. And there is a team that has come to my trivia a couple times. And specifically within the last month or two, I made it a point to go and stand over by them. And two times that I walked over, they had their phone. If someone has their phone up on top of the bar where the bartenders can see and other teams can kind of all regulate each other, I'm not of the belief that I have the power to tell everybody don't use your phone at all. Last night is actually the first night where I was like, try not to use your phone during, question rounds. But
oh, so you're dipping into that territory.
I mentioned it as as a favor.
Mm-hmm.
But this person was using their phone underneath the bar, which. Come on.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious, actually.
Yeah, and
Who are you fooling?
And tried to do the quick app switch. You know what I mean? And then would not write anything down while I was standing there. And I was talking to a mutual friend during that time, and they were just kind of like sitting there looking down at their phone. Then I did it the second time again, and then when I asked the last question, I literally just stood behind them.
Yeah.
Until they handed in their last question.
Yeah.
And, it's just a drag because it's weird that people still find winning, something to be proud of, even when they know that they didn't win by, honest means.
Right. They're Lance Armstronging it.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess when you're giving someone $25 free for a bar tab, or
you know how much smarter you are with your cell phone than you are without your cell phone. You're a billion times smarter. And if you're playing and you think, oh, I'm just gonna do this one time and it's not gonna make a big difference, that's exactly the opposite of what we're going for trivia. You know, we want to know. What you know. That's a competition of what, minutiae, as Seth put it, you know, and what you don't.
Yeah.
But from our perspective, from the Quizmaster perspective, I have to implore you. First, yes, good job announcing to them, don't have them out at all during the question rounds. I think that's good. You and I are both fans of the documentary I Like Killing Flies. about
True.
Kenny Shopson, who recently passed away. Rest in peace to him.
Mm-hmm.
And but if you watch the documentary, what you'll find out about this very special little restaurant is that it, though it is small, it features an over 900 item menu. And it has a bunch of regulars that go in and eat there, despite the fact that it has a very strict rule set of decorum. You can't be in a group larger than four. Once you enter the restaurant, I guess the menu is posted outside. You're not allowed to request a menu once you enter the restaurant. If you are in a group, you can't order the same thing as somebody else in your group. One menu item per table. I guess, you know, you're allowed to share, I'm assuming. I can't remember if they mentioned that in the documentary. But my point is that it's a very refined experience that is made better by having strict rules. And if everybody's playing by those strict rules and agrees, yes, these rules are a little, you know, absurd. It's absurd for you to ask me to not use my cell phone for 20 minutes. You know, but it makes for a better experience overall. It makes for a more fun and challenging experience. And if you take that approach and just say, hey, if I see you using a phone, I'm just not going to give you any points. The burden is then on the player to not use their phone. And if they are using their phone, they're going to wonder, did I get caught? And they're not going to, they can't say anything because you saw them and the rule's been established. So if they say, hey, are you going to dog me for points even though I was only doing this? You say, yeah, I am.
That's yeah, the rule. I have a couple issues. First of all, Kenny Shopson owns his own restaurant, so mm-hmm. he can do whatever he wants if he wants to have his restaurant empty or full or whatever because of it. And I don't want to put those kinds of restrictions on people going to Nice Guys for trivia.
But 95% of those people want those cheaters to not use their phones.
But I feel like 90% of those people, 98% of those people are using their phones and not cheating. So they feel like, oh, well, I'm going to be dragged down because of this one guy or this one person or whatever, when usually I can sniff them out and bust them. I'd rather just embarrass them themselves.
You're letting a little bit in, you know, you're saying, I'm just going to let that weed grow in my garden, and then sooner or later it's full of weeds.
Hell yeah, bro.
You've seen the outside of my house.
But yeah, I mean, yeah. I know this is something we're probably never going to see eye to eye on, but I have...
Oh, I'm just begging you, man. I mean, for your own personal happiness, because right now you're going around and you're playing cop. You're having to stand guard over people.
That's the other thing is I feel like I have to play cop anyway. I mean, most of the places you do it are smaller than Nice Guys, which has two sides to it.
Well, that's it's a whole virtually thing. Impossible. You could use an assistant or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's virtually impossible for me to... So I just have the crowd regulate themselves, and I have had people come up and go, hey, I think this team's cheating, blah, 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 blah. And then I'll look at their answer sheet, and the team got, like, two questions right. And I'm like, well, they're not cheating. They're just on their phone.
Doesn't even become a question in my trivia. People will look at other people with phones, and then they'll glance over at me. I nod at them, and then that team just doesn't get points for that question. And if they come up and say, hey, I thought we earned a couple more points than that, I say, I saw you on your phone. Other people saw you on your phone. 0 points for that question. And then it's established, you know.
That sounds like, that's strict, man.
It is strict, but like I said, Shopson's is strict, and, you know, it's a special, unique experience.
Well, good.
And if you want to go play, somebody told me that they went to another trivia the other night, and they said it was like middle school, high school level trivia is how they characterized it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were asking questions about, like, if you put how many feet is in 2 yards and an extra foot, that was the trivia, you know. So that's not what we're doing here.
It is not, no.
And we got strict-ass rules about our cell phones.
All right, people are probably falling asleep listening to us talk about cheating, but just wanted to bring that up. It's a very annoying mm-hmm. topic for me, not wanting to believe in the best of people.
I don't think our listeners are falling asleep. I think they probably have an opinion about this, and maybe they should write it in.
Absolutely.
You know, leave us a comment. We will we'll continue this discussion.
Absolutely.
This discussion is far from over.
It's not the end of this discussion. Yeah. Let's go ahead and start with your first question.
Yeah.
What state is known as the Land of Enchantment?
Oh, the Land of Enchantment.
What state? It's right on their license plate.
Yeah. I know this one.
Then why aren't you telling it to me?
Well, okay. I might be wrong. And I'm just giving myself a second to just double check my...
Please.
My take Rolodex, your time. My information bank in my head. The Land of Enchantment. So my gut reaction is that it's Nevada, because Las Vegas is a very enchanting place. But,
however,
that is wrong. And I know this from looking at a state facts database. I guess that's a way that you could sharpen your skills as a player. Is just routinely look
at some
kind of lists. And just kind of, it's, I believe the answer is not Nevada, but the state of New Mexico.
That is correct. Whew. New Mexico. Right on, right. Very on. Good.
Yeah. Do you know anything about, why, what is enchanting about it?
I don't.
It is the newer version of Mexico.
It's true. Nuevo Mexico.
It's a bit bold to just take the new, you know.
And or like, I guess it would be Mexico Nuevo.
This is not the York of old.
Right.
We're in a New York now.
Formerly New Amsterdam.
Is there any movies that have, I think it's, oh man. Isn't there a movie that has like New Los Angeles?
New Angeles? I don't know. It may be one of those, I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well,
movies with Snake Plissken.
Yeah, the Land of Enchantment. I wonder what that's all about.
Plissken? Is it Plissken or Plissken?
I believe it's Plissken.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, hit me up. I'm ready.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. This is a games question. What game of chance was originally called Beano? Beano.
Game of chance.
A game of total chance. There's, I would say, no strategy in this game. No
strategy. And you're not saying if it's a card game or a board game or anything like that. That leads a lot.
Yeah. I will. I'll classify it as a board game for you. I'll give you that
hint. I'm going to go the first game that comes to mind. I'm not going to take forever. The first game that comes to mind that always annoyed the shit out of me was Chutes and Ladders, because there's literally, you just flick a thing and tap, 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 and go up and down. So I'm going to say Chutes and Ladders.
Chutes and Ladders is wrong.
Okay.
Unfortunately. The correct answer is Bingo. Bingo.
Oh. So. Man, and if I would have thought more about the name,
mm-hmm.
if I wouldn't have been so, so damn hard.
Beano. Beano.
It's funny that you consider that a board, you said a board game?
Well, if I had to classify it as a board.
Yeah, okay.
It is a game of boards and balls. It was called Boards and Balls first, then Beano.
Yeah,
you know
okay.
why they called it Beano?
Why?
In the 1920s at the carnival circuit, yeah, they used beans to cover up the numbers. So it was Beano, then Beano Bingo, and then Beano Bingo Bango. No, I don't know about that last one. It was definitely Beano Bingo, and then just Bingo, as we know it today.
All right, here's your second question.
Let me add it.
A little current events. Jair Bolsonaro, a candidate running for president in what country, was stabbed during a campaign rally? And I'll tell you, I watched a video on this. Jair Bolsonaro.
Would you watch it on LiveLeak or something?
I watched it on YouTube.
Okay.
This dude is on another guy's shoulders out in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Just out all willy-nilly.
Yeah.
And this cat comes up and just stabs him right in the gut. And you see him like he's like, yay, yay, you know, all smiling and shit. And he gets shanked.
Wow.
And he's just like, huh, and just doubles over.
Did he survive?
I think so, yeah. He's a far right candidate.
Okay. And I want to know, or I need to know, what country? I've
what
not
country?
Heard this story, if you can't tell by my questions.
Yeah.
This is totally new information to me.
Jair, J-A-I-R, Jair, mm-hmm. Jair Bolsonaro.
Bolsonaro. Jair Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro. And he's a political candidate.
Running for president.
Running for president. I don't know, I don't know. I don't know who's having elections right now. Bolsonaro. Jair. Hard J, for sure?
I think so.
Hmm.
Maybe not.
Hmm. Far-right candidate getting stabbed on somebody's shoulders.
Out in the street.
Out in the street on somebody's shoulders.
Campaign event. Campaign rally.
It's his own rally.
His own rally. Stabbed.
Jair. Bolsonaro?
Mr. Little Jeans.
That is a reference to the movie The Royal Tenenbaums.
Actually,
right? Or no?
No. It so the it is the same is character.
In Rushmore.
Yes. Right.
My bad.
But it's that same guy, and he plays, I can't remember his name, Pagoda? In The Royal Tenenbaums. Yeah.
Pagoda.
Yeah, you're right.
Character's Pagoda. Name. Why did you stab me, Pagoda? Is what Gene Hackman says in that movie. Yeah, I'm definitely killing time here. It's wrong, but I'll just say Spain.
Brazil.
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 Wow, okay. The largest country in South America.
It is
America.
A fucking sight to see that guy get stabbed. It's crazy. And all the things on YouTube are like, yo, like, be careful. This may be too much for you. And you just see this dude reach up and just stabs him, like, right here.
Wow.
Just, huh! And he doubles over, like, huh, I've been stabbed.
He's the primary candidate? One of the major candidates in Brazil?
I think so, yeah. And, I mean, the comments are crazy because there's all these people in Brazil that are like, you know, the only way that we'll have, like, communism will survive is by death and blood of the right.
What a mirror image that we have in this country.
Pretty nuts.
You know?
Though I'm not saying, I mean...
Just stamp out socialism.
Yeah, yeah. I won't get political, but...
That seems
but
to be the prevalent...
Yeah, very, very intense.
Right now. All right, I have a question for you, a movies question.
Okay.
Isla Nublar, the island where recently deemed obsolete movie Jurassic Park, in lieu of Jurassic World, but Isla Nublar, the island from the first movie series, it takes place off the coast of what country?
Oh,
boom,
shit.
Right back at you. Now I got a fantasy country question. The island is fake, but the country is real.
I know this.
There is a line of dialogue that John Hammond has in the movie where he explains where the island is.
I'm going to say... I hope John Lewis is listening to this, screaming his head off. I'm going to say Costa Rica.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
That's right. It's Costa Rica. Oh. I have an island off the coast of Costa Rica.
The Costa Rica.
Yeah, it's got a good rhythm to it.
Yeah, like Costa Rica.
Rest in peace, that actor.
Yeah.
Sorry that they replaced you in the new movies with the other old guy. It was like, it was replaced the character entirely with another character that just kind of reminds us of the other guy.
All right, here's your third and last question of the first round.
I am ready.
Which country features the longest coastline in the world? Which country features the longest coastline in the world? And from looking it up, it is in total, not continuous.
Well, we were just in South America for quite some time. I believe Chile has a very long coastline. And Australia's...
This chair is so noisy.
Got a lot of coast. It's all coast. Australia's all coast. But it's not as big as... Antarctica isn't a country, right? Is it a country and a continent?
You know, I don't know. That's a really good question.
There's no government of... Is there a government in Antarctica?
I hope so.
Whoa.
If so, I'm running for president.
We should move there and take over.
No nonsense.
You can't live in 60% of the land area. It's just way too cold.
You just live on a boat.
But
boats,
you know what?
And or hose.
You know what?
What?
I've been playing along. I know exactly what it is.
Do you?
I do.
What is it?
It's Canada.
That's correct.
Canada. All of those, I think, would be good guesses, but not correct answers. The answer is Canada.
Also the second largest country in land
oh,
size.
Okay. I did not know that one.
Boom. There you go.
Should have flipped them.
Here's another interesting fact I dropped on my group last night. I don't know if you read this. We talked extensively about the Beatles. Did you read Paul McCartney talk about how he used to jerk off with John Lennon?
No, I did not hear about this.
So they talk about, Paul McCartney is talking about how when they were young, they would all sit in chairs, armchairs in the dark, and they would just jerk off.
Wait, you're talking about The Beatles, not Limp Bizkit.
Yes, yes.
Because they have a name that references that, but I don't think they've ever said, like, oh, yeah, we did that.
So Limp Bizkit comes from this thing that apparently they would put, like, a cracker in the middle of a bunch of guys, and they would all jerk each other, jerk themselves off, and they would all come on the cracker, and the last person had to eat it. I'm sorry if you're listening to this and you're dry heaving, because it is disgusting, but that is apparently what a Limp Bizkit is.
That is the story that I've heard as well.
Correct. Yeah. So, this is not that. This is them sitting in the dark so they can't see each other. They're just going right. at it.
Blind.
And they would... He was just like, you know, back then.
Just feeling each other's energy.
Yes, exactly. Amber.
Feeling their primal energy.
Amber is the color of their energy. And they would just jerk off.
Who
and
needs
would,
lights when you have that kind of energy?
They would yell different women's names, like hot women. So Paul McCartney has mentioned a couple times that they'd yell out, he mentioned specifically Brigitte Bardot. And they'd be like, Brigitte Bardot, and someone would be like, oh, yeah. And they would all, like, be jerking off. And then one of them, usually John, would yell, like, Winston Churchill and kill the energy. And then they would stop.
Wow.
I saw someone post about it on Facebook, and I was like, oh, ha, 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 ha. Like, they mentioned kind of in a weird way where I thought they were just, like, shitting on the Beatles because, you know, people that don't like the Beatles are jealous of the Beatles. So...
So then how would you turn this story into a question?
I
would say which band has admitted to jerking off in the same room together, Limp Bizkit or the Beatles?
Well, I don't know that Ringo or George were present.
Thank
they
God.
Mentioned a, they mentioned a couple of other Beatles. Though. If George is your favorite Beatle, I don't think Ringo is anybody's favorite Beatle, but if George is your favorite Beatle, you're okay. You can rest in peace.
In a 2012 documentary, Bob Marley's ex-girlfriend revealed the lyrics to his hit, I Shot the Sheriff. The lyrics that go, Sheriff Brown always hated me for what I don't know. Every time I plant a seed, he said kill it before it grow. Are a metaphor for what? What are those lyrics a metaphor for? For. These are the lyrics one more time. Sheriff Brown.
Sheriff Brown.
Always hated me.
Always hated me.
For what?
For what?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Every time I plant a seed.
Every time I plant a seed.
He said.
He said, kill it before it grow.
Yeah, what is that a metaphor
kill it
for?
Before it grow. And I say, bow, now, 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 now.
Metaphor.
Have an abortion. Do, do. Because you will not have a small baby.
That's correct.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That is so right.
Have an abortion.
Ooh, yeah.
So you do not have a small baby. There you go. You
there
like how you did that?
You got it. Yeah, man.
That was clever, huh?
Musical answer.
See, I'm a
happy
huge Weird
darkness.
Al fan.
Yes.
Did you say happy darkness?
Happy darkness.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. It's kind of a happy melody.
Oh, okay. The, that's like, a good name lyrical. For something.
Happy darkness.
Happy darkness?
It's out there now. So you need to name something?
Yeah.
Take that
if
name.
You want that, you can have it.
That's
happy darkness. Yeah, that's funny. I've never really thought of it in that context. I, you know, of course, you always think weed.
Right.
But yeah, yeah. Holy shit.
His ex-girlfriend revealed that in the documentary.
Not Rita.
Ooh, I wish I had the note here.
Well, Rita was. I think Rita was the name of his wife who was in the I-3.
Okay.
But yeah, wow, that's sad.
Yep. So that's... It said that the answer that I think it said birth control vaguely in the documentary. So, but I'll give you that.
Was that a tough one? Did not a lot of people get that right? Are you still doing the easiest to hardest?
Well, no. So I did
complete
not do
abandonment
that.
Of that.
I'm
huh?
planning on asking that tonight. The episode will already be out Ooh. By the time I ask that. So I don't have any data on that one.
People will get it.
Yeah,
I think
we'll see.
We'll see.
Okay, so that's my third question.
And that is the end of round number one. And we will be back shortly with perhaps some missed corrections. If not, we'll just sing the theme. And then we'll do round number two.
Time for some missed corrections.
Miscorrections.
I need to give a shout out and a thank you to Aaron and Rob, who both reached out to let me know the movie that I described in episode 9, the one that had been in the tip of my brain for decades, is indeed not a Nightmare on Elm Street movie, but is Prom Night 3 is the name of that. If you fancy yourself as a connoisseur of horror movies, you should mark your calendar for Tuesday, October 30th, where I will be hosting No Nonsense Trivia Challenge Horror Movie Edition at Bury Me Brewing Company. Come out for a spooky night of literal brain-stumping trivia. In other words, I'm going to just remove your brain, put it on a stump, slice it open, and taste it with some fava beans and a nice Chianti, just to see if you know the answer.
That's Robert Manley, correct?
It is indeed Robert Manley.
The very one that gave us a five-star review.
Don't interrupt my ad. Oh. That's October 30th at the Skeletastic Bury Me Brewing Company in Fort Myers, Florida.
Totally thought you were done.
I was dropping that quote in there. I was ramping up the quote for the date, but that's October 30th. It's a Tuesday, the day before Halloween. But yes, I would love to thank Robert Manley for posting a clip to that YouTube scene, the scene with the football that I was describing.
Yep.
And he also mentioned that the entire movie is on YouTube. I watched the first half of it. It was a delight to go back and watch it.
Did it bring you back?
It brought me right back. Yep. So
that's so crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait to watch the second half. That's just how I watch movies. You know, it's like, I've had enough of this now. Time to watch something else. All right. So let's go ahead and get into the questions.
Okay. It is your turn.
Right. I have one for you. You're going to like this question. I think there's a strong possibility you're going to get it right, but we'll see. It might need some hints to push you along. Here we go. What English singer of Nigerian descent spent the latter part of the 80s in a funk band called Push that toured in Japan, as well as a blues band while in Thailand? Yeah. What English singer of Nigerian descent spent the latter part of the 80s in a funk band called Push that toured Japan, as well as a blues band while in Thailand? It is the late 80s. English singer of Nigerian descent.
I mean, there's only one person that comes to mind right off.
Yeah. Keep that one in your pocket. You're going into the dark place right now.
Into my mind castle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to have to go with it, I think. I mean, I'm just trying to think of, I don't know if this is a race thing or whatever. I mean, I know white people can be born in Nigeria, but I'm thinking it's a black person who's British. And the first person that's coming to mind is Seal. So I'm going to go with Seal.
Seal is correct.
Nice.
Seal is correct.
Awesome.
Yeah, the other
Seal's hints fucking that, great, dude.
The other, yeah, absolutely. The other hints that I was going to add are
Heidi Klum.
You know, well, Heidi Klum's a good one. He's married to Heidi Klum.
Not anymore. They got a divorce.
My bad. Sorry. Yeah, Seal.
If you have like a good 15 minutes to blow, mm-hmm. they used to be really into a Halloween, and they have some insane Halloween costumes they've done together.
That's cool. I think I've seen those over the years. But yeah, you're right. Now that I think about it, it's been a minute.
But I guess he couldn't seal the deal.
Oh boy. Big apologies to Seal. Big apologies.
If this gets to Seal's people, sorry.
His songs.
We'd love to have him on the podcast.
Sorry, Seal. Please come accept our apology in person.
So speaking of black people in England, here's my first question for you. During which month does the UK celebrate Black History Month? During what month does the United Kingdom mm-hmm. celebrate Black History Month?
Hmm. I don't know this. Don't live if it's February here in the States.
That's correct.
Is it February in the United Kingdom, though? That answer, that's too much of a gotcha answer. I don't feel like you'd feel good about asking that.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I feel like I can't remember if it was you or Mike, mm-hmm. our guest last week, was saying, that would be just like Mark for it to be from sea to sea.
Right.
Was that you who said that?
It was me.
That's a gotcha answer. Mm-hmm. And now you're saying you don't think I'd give you a gotcha answer.
It wasn't a gotcha answer, though.
It wasn't. So now you're thinking none of the answers are gotcha answers. I see. Okay, well.
This is just like the wine cup scene in The Princess Bride, which with, what's that guy's name? Wallace Shawn. Great actor, Wallace Shawn. You may know as the T-Rex in Toy Story. Or if you're a loser like me, the creator and star of My Dinner with Andre. Great movie that no one will agree with me is great.
That's because it's not great.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, man. It's great.
I'm just guessing.
It's great. It's a long conversation about philosophy.
Oh, okay,
so if
yeah.
you're into that, you know.
Gotcha.
You have to understand, this is art pre-podcast. There was not content back in the day. So it's like, hey, do you read books? Boy, do we have a movie for you. My Dinner with Andre. Two guys talking.
How fantastic.
Anyway, back to the subject at hand here. Black History Month in the United Kingdom.
What month?
I gotta go. I guess I'm just gonna have to go with February because that's the month that we celebrated here, and I don't know any reason why it would be on another month.
Maybe so because February is such a short shit month.
Is that the reason? That would be awesome. If you look into it, they're like, you know what? We wanted to give it two extra days, three extra days.
The correct
three
answer.
Extra days.
they just made up a month.
Yeah. No. What is it?
The correct answer is October.
October. Okay.
There you go.
Do you know why?
I don't. I didn't look it up. I was in a rush. I just saw it and checked it out and said, that's it.
I hope it's not some racist Halloween thing.
Okay. I wasn't going to go there at all.
Well, I'm saying I hope it's not that.
Well, so do I. I don't think it is. I think they would have been like, why do you want to do it? And they would have been like, some racist joke. And they would have been like, well, then no.
Well, look at Norway. They've got the holiday where everybody wears blackface.
Well, that's got a long storied history. I don't think it's Norway. It's a bunch of places.
The
Black Pete.
Yeah, he's a folklore character. Yep. Santa's helper, his assistant.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And that's what they say now. Nowadays, they call him the assistant.
They call him the assistant. Back then, they had a different name.
Yeah. So you never know. Yeah. You never know with these countries. You know, we celebrate true. In February. Yeah, maybe it's a couple months shorter, but there's definitely no Halloween connotation or anything like that.
All right, question number two.
Yes. What kind of creature, sea creature, has pale, bluish, green blood? It's getting all kinds of Halloweenish now. For real.
Well, I know this.
Blood.
I just listened to Radiolab.
Mm-hmm. That is another podcast.
It is one of
Please
my. It is probably my. It might be my favorite.
Cent check Radiolab.
What?
Send us a 36-cent check.
It is my favorite podcast, probably.
Wow! Thanks.
Second favorite.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We're of course talking about Profiles in Eccentricity.
Yeah, that's number one.
Yeah.
New episode dropped today, by the way. It's pretty good.
Check that out.
Yeah, it's about blues. Well, maybe I'll reference something in here in a little bit. And they talk specifically about horseshoe blood and how horseshoes, what am I trying to say? Horseshoe crabs. And how they use horseshoe crab blood for medicinal stuff.
Right. They have to extract it.
They do. And they extract some of it and then they bring them all back. And they say that their blood is blue. And you're saying bluish green.
Yeah. I'll tell you, that's not the answer I'm looking for.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I think I saw that video. It's like, why is horseshoe crab blood so expensive?
Yeah, it's got a really high amount of this one chemical in its blood. That's kind of like what we have our hemoglobin is their whatever this stuff is that makes it blue.
Right. So this other sea creature has a similar thing going on. Where it has a special protein in the blood that turned it bluish green.
I don't know, and I'm not going to fuck around like I know. I'm going to say either crabs or lobsters, one of the two. I'm going to go with crabs.
The answer is octopus.
I'm going to go with octopus.
Octopus, yeah. They could live in Antarctica. Because the blue protein in their blood, it's what allows them to live in extreme temperature environments.
Huh.
So the reason that their blood is blue is because it has this copper-tinted protein in it that is actually beneficial to it to survive. And it just happens to turn the blood blue because it has like a higher degree of that protein.
Well, calamari says that they can't live in a fryer, I guess.
It's called hemocyanin, like cyanin.
Cyanin.
Hemocyanin. Okay. Blue blood. Literal blue blood.
I'm a blue-blooded American. Mm-hmm. Octopus.
So you got a second question for
me? I do. The first independent credit card company still around today that could be used at a wide variety of establishments in 1950 was what? The first independent credit card company still around today.
Yeah.
That could be used at a wide variety of establishments or started in 1950.
Yeah.
What was it?
Okay. We've got a couple different options that I'm cooking through in my head right now.
Of course.
When I say we, it's the Royal We, of course.
The Royal We.
So I'm thinking American Express, Visa, and MasterCard are the three majors in the United States. And my gut says American Express because there might be some need, you know, for a credit line internationally. But would that be? No. I'm going to go with MasterCard, mainly because the logo looks really old. Two circles put together.
It's like a Venn diagram.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with MasterCard. I think that was the first one.
The correct answer I was looking for is Diners Club.
Whoa, okay.
Diners All Club, right. Yep.
And it's still around today.
It is, yeah. It is a not widely used card.
Are you a card member of Diners Club?
You know what? I've thought about trying to get one. I think it's pretty exclusive, so I probably couldn't. But, you know, it's one of those where we accept Visa, MasterCard. Some places will take American Express. Fewer may take Discover because I think they take a higher percentage. And then there's Diners Club, which I think takes like an even higher percentage. I might be wrong on that, but...
Wow, so the restaurant has to pay to have a Diners Club member in the restaurant.
Yeah, basically yeah.
Like, we only take Diners Club credit here.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
Interesting. I wonder in this day of debit cards if that impacts their business at all.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they're used, you know, like if, you know, the rich people probably have Diners Club.
Mark, you mentioned that you were a Weird Al fan.
I am indeed.
Interestingly enough, I have a Weird Al question for
you. Ooh, now are you doing hard to easy this round, or is this another just...
I don't even know if I'm going to ask this out. This is like mostly just for you,
Mark. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, okay. Yeah.
But also for our listeners, because the answer may lead you to some interesting findings, you know, for your own entertainment purposes.
Can I throw something out there real quick?
Absolutely.
A little Mark Davis, not well-known fact.
Yeah.
So I've been listening to Weird Al since I was around 7 years old, 6 or 7 years old. I'm now an old man.
What was your first Weird Al song that you heard or can remember?
Song?
Album? What was your introduction?
The first album I want to say is even worse. Or no, Polka Party, which was his second album.
Early.
As his second album.
Yeah.
And I remember the cover being him dressed up in lederhosen, surrounded by a bunch of punks. And I was like, whatever this is, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just into the whole aesthetic. I was into the whole album. I owned it on vinyl, and I still have that record.
That's awesome.
Yes. So back in the day.
Those kind of relics from your childhood are so cool.
It's very, very badass. Yeah. That album probably doesn't play, but yeah. I have it. Yeah. So back then, when he was on Scotty Bros.
Oh, wait. Just as a millennial reference, my first Weird Al album was Bad Hair Day. So
okay.
There you go.
Yeah, well.
The one that had the Coolio parody on it.
So he, in his liner notes, thanks Mark Davis, but with a K.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go around and tell people that that was me because I wrote him so much fan mail, but he spelled my name wrong.
Oh, that's sweet. The sweet lie of a child.
Yeah, I totally wanted to be. I thought it was. That goes to show you how left of center I am on thinking on what is cool, where I thought people were going to be like, I was so awesome because I wrote Weird Al fan mail and he wrote down the name Mark Davis wrong, that I thought that impressive? Was going to make me that was going to make people impressed and women want to sleep with me.
Well, let's see how much you know about Weird Al now.
Okay.
And his this is a double, actually, because it's not only a Weird Al question. It is a Breaking Bad related question.
Ooh.
This is a crossover question of two of your big interests.
Okay.
Here we go. Which actor from the AMC series Breaking Bad plays the titular character in the 2010 comedy biopic trailer for Weird, the Al Yankovic story? This is a Funny or Die sketch.
I know this.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
You can't shake me.
Mm-hmm. You know it. So the
correct answer, should I just go out with it?
If you want, or if you have anything you want to say about this particular piece of comedy.
It's fucking hilarious. Patton Oswalt as Dr. Demento is the best thing on the face of the planet. I'm going to not geek out too much about this because...
You can find it on Funny or Die.
And it's fucking great. It makes Weird Al seem like he was like this huge troubled person. And if you know anything about Weird Al and Weird Al's history, he's been vegan for like 20-something years. He's the sweetest dude on the face of the planet. He doesn't need to get permission from people to parody their songs. He still does. I know there was a bunch of stuff going on with Gangster's Paradise where he asked Coolio's permission. He got it, but Coolio rescinded and tried to make it sound like he was being a jerk. But everybody knows Weird Al is a totally cool guy. They made it. This whole thing was trying to make it sound like he had like this really troubled period where
the comedy
like,
piece. The
yes,
comedy
yeah, yeah, yeah. Where he like slept with Madonna and blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. And the person that played him was Aaron Paul,
who plays
Weird Al.
But on Breaking Bad.
Oh, he plays Jesse Pinkman.
Right. Yeah. So imagine Jesse Pinkman as Weird Al,
and it's amazing.
And Patton Oswalt as Dr. Demento.
And Weird Al plays like his manager, his own manager.
Yeah,
which is really funny.
We're just gonna keep fanning out about Weird Al. He's great on comedy Bang Bang television series when he steps in. You're shaking your head no.
People hated it.
Oh really?
I like Reggie Watts a lot when Kid Cudi was on there. That was kind of funny in a weird way. Mm-hmm. Weird Al was so perfect. The sketch where it was where he's doing the food he was pretending like he was like a food critic and didn't see that.
No, I watched it, but it's not coming to mind.
Oh my God.
I binge like,
he goes to a restaurant and he's like, I can't remember the phrase he keeps using over and over again, but he just keeps like getting more and more like, we're going to get more like back to like the old days. And it just goes on into obscurity. Like Weird Al stuff does, just like to the point of like insanity.
Right, that's a comedy Bang Bang trope too.
Yeah,
I really totally. Like when time travel is introduced. I think they handled that brilliantly. I won't spoil it any more than that.
Yeah, but it's really really good. Out. Comedy Bang Anyways, Bang is a great Weird podcast.
Al, watch Weird Al, consume Weird Al.
Please do. Both of his parents died. Did you know that?
I did not.
They did not open the flue for their. They set a fire and for the chimney, and the flue was closed, and they didn't know it.
Oh,
and they both died of smoke inhalation on the same day.
Wow.
And Weird Al still played his show that night. And when asked about it, he said, so many people have written to me and said that my music has gotten them through the hardest parts of their lives. And I figured it would do the same for me.
Yeah.
And still fucking played. And if that doesn't show like what kind of a fucking stand-up guy he was and is, nothing will. I just have the utmost respect for him as a musician. As a parodyist, he's never really worked in very blue comedy, and he's still, he just got a star on the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. There are so many things, like music, and, I am going to piggyback on that with trivia. I hosted trivia the night that I put my grandmother to rest, laid her to rest. I had to plan the funeral for that and get all that sorted out and stuff, and... I hosted trivia that night, and it was good to just, kind of be around people, and be having a good time and stuff like that. I think you were there, so thanks for that, man.
And, yeah, man.
Yeah, it's, it's these things that keep us moving on.
So, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think the night that my mom passed away, I went and got chicken wings with my girlfriend at the time and one of my best friends. And I was like, what would my mom want me to do? Go home and fucking sulk? You know what I mean? Right. Like, I need to go out and celebrate, not celebrate, but, go out and celebrate her life. And, you can sit and sulk or you can try and do something and make the most of it. So
we feel you, Weird Al.
Yeah.
We feel you.
Absolutely.
Yep. So do you have another question for me? Is that
a thing, huh?
I did three. I believe
you did do three,
and now you do one,
and now I do one. And here's your last question of the second round. During the summer of what year did the first color TV go on sale to the public? I'll give you a year up or down because I like you.
The first color TV,
the summer of what year the first color TV went on sale to the public?
All right, so now I'm trying to think of footage, TV footage, that went from black and white and color. And I'm thinking of the Ed, why can't I think of the guy's name now? Beatles.
Ed Sullivan?
Ed Sullivan show was in black and white and color. And that was during Beatles time period. So, I think it's going to be the late 60s. It's going to be somewhere in there. And I feel like the early 60s, like maybe even 64, is still too early. I think maybe black and white still. Oh, man, I can't even remember the date of the moon landing off the top of my head right now. That would help. That was in black and white. I'm going to say the summer of 1967.
If you wrote down 1950.
Oh, I was way off.
1950.
Color TVs.
The summer of 1950, the first color TV.
Oh, I'm glad I wasn't born until 1985. That would have been terrible. It's black and white TV with like three channels that are on like a third of the day. What do you do all day?
Big time bummer.
What do you do?
Yep. Nothing. Jerk off.
Jerk off with your friends in the dark.
Bridget Bordeaux.
Everything is starting to make sense now. Everything is starting to make sense.
Speaking of, let's go ahead and take a break and jerk off with each other in the dark and then come back for our last question and your bullshit riddle.
Thank you for memories of Jane Mansfield, Raquel Welch, Bridget Bardot. God,
Jane Mansfield. Jesus Christ.
That was wonderful. Thanks, man. I have an ancient riddle for you now.
Oh, okay.
Which is filled with innuendo to match our off-microphone conversation. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
So if you're playing along, if you're sitting at home, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to listen to this riddle.
I am a wondrous creature for women in expectation, a service for neighbors. I harm none of the citizens except my slayer alone. My stem is erect. I stand up in bed, hairy somewhere down below. A very comely peasant's daughter dares sometimes, proud maiden, that she grips at me, attacks me in my redness, plunders my head, confines me in a stronghold, feels my encounter directly, woman with braided hair, wet be that eye. Wet be that eye. That is an ancient riddle from the Roman Book of Exeter, which is filled with all sorts of early philosophies and riddles. So this is, there's a lot of innuendo in that. It is not any kind of, I'll just say it, it's not a dick. It's not a dick.
Right.
Yeah. But it is a riddle. It's supposed to be, you know, one of the first documented double entendres. That's why I found it fascinating.
Someone trying to be freaky.
I asked this at Monday Night Trivia, and there was nearly a riot over the difficulty.
I was so mad at you.
Of this question. But if I can defend just having a question like this, it is the last question, and it is a question that you can wager on. And nobody says you have to answer correctly or wager anything unless you're feeling pretty confident about it. And I feel like it is difficult, but it's not impossible to get this right. So that's my defense for asking this question. I think it's interesting. I think it's cool to look up later and you can ask your friends it.
Mm-hmm. I asked you to send me a copy of this and you never did.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
Which makes me think that you're scared.
If I was scared,
your
eyebrows
said everything right there. You're just like, me scared?
Me scared? Scaredy cat?
Let me ask you a question. If I was afraid of it,
I wouldn't have asked it to you. I wouldn't have spent my final question just now.
Okay.
Sharing it with you. So, I want to give you your opportunity to talk about this.
Thank you. Okay, yeah. So first of all, anything that is riddle-based, anything that someone needs to spend some time thinking on, I think should be so succinct that you can write it down. Or that you can write down notes on it. But that is so fucking long and so old worded that it just stinks to high hell. That's first of all.
Well, it's a pay attention question. You have to pay attention to it. I'm sending you it to you.
Well,
now, by the
yeah,
way.
I mean, that's all fine and good that mm-hmm. it's a pay attention question, but
and I read it slowly, and I think I read it three or four times too.
You did, but yeah. I mean, like, the thing is when you have that, when you have all these things that are coming at you, where it's like, okay, I do this and I do that and I do this, but I don't do that. I mean, there's like what, 6 or 8 different things that it does or doesn't do. And it's hard to remember all that shit, especially during a last question where, you know, you're up against the clock and you got someone going, hey man, like, this is the last question.
People you're up against the shit. Clock, but it's a matter of like 5 to 10 minutes that you really have to turn in an answer sheet, you know, if you want to mull it over. It's the longest break that you have, you know, where, you know, the question and there's nothing coming after it. You know, it's the final question of the night, so.
I also, okay, so here's a couple things. First off, right off, it says creature in quotes. You didn't let anybody know that the word creature was in quotes.
Mm-hmm. But okay. It talks about, well, go ahead.
It also says, wet be that I, and I thought that you meant wet be that I, the letter I, not E-Y-E.
Mm-hmm.
Which would have made a little bit of a difference. We wrote down.
So I be wet is what you were thinking.
Yeah.
I be wet.
It also says, I harm none of the citizens except my slayer alone.
Yeah.
How does it harm?
If you're cutting an onion, you cry.
That's not harm.
Well, it's a harm in the Middle Ages.
So we wrote down rose. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm a wondrous creature for yeah. women and expectation.
So you got the creature could be a plant.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
so you didn't need help with that, actually.
I just think that it's interesting.
You wrote
that
down
you didn't
another plan.
Oh, service for neighbors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You can give flowers to somebody.
You know, I think
or
I gave,
you can see them.
I think I gave a lot of
excuse
I'm
me.
I'm sorry. Hold
excuse,
on. No,
excuse me.
I really need to say something for the listeners because I feel like I gave out enough hints now. Of
you
what
already
the
said
is.
Onion. You said
Did
it.
I?
You said it outright. You said an onion makes you cry when you cut it.
Okay.
So
yeah.
It's already done.
All right.
You've done enough damage here.
Go on.
All right.
Yep.
I harm none of the citizens except my slayer alone, which we were thinking you prick your finger on a thorn. That is harm.
Mm-hmm.
Not this you cut an onion bullshit. My stem is erect. I stand up in bed. Okay. Flower, flower. Hairy somewhere down below. I don't see how an onion's hairy down below, really. And I don't, I mean,
well,
but I guess you
could
say.
Well, you pick an onion, you find out. You see, it's the roots.
A very
the
comely
Lord.
Peasant's daughter dares sometimes, proud maiden, that she grips at me, attacks me in my redness, red rose, mm-hmm. plunders my head, takes the top of the flower off, and confines me in a stronghold, feels my encounter directly, woman with braided hair, wet be that eye.
I can see all of those, how you would think that it was a rose, mm-hmm. but the answer to the riddle is onion. So you just got to take it up with Exeter. You got to take it up with Exeter. Don't shoot the messenger on this one. And you don't have to... You don't have to bet on those last questions.
This is why riddles are such a bad trivia question. Because there are ultimately, possibly, multiple answers to a riddle. As to where when you say, what year did this happen? Well, it happened in this fucking year. There's no, you know, well, what do you mean by color? It's fucking color TV, motherfucker. What year? What year did, you know, fucking Back to the Future come out? There's a year it came out, the end. Not, I'm small, but I'm big. I walk on 3 legs in the morning and 2 legs in the afternoon. And, you know, none of that shit. It is just, here's a question about a thing that's real. Here's an answer. Fuck a riddle.
There you have it, folks. Fuck a riddle. That is Mark's take.
No, I do love riddles.
I like riddles in trivia.
I do love riddles, but riddles in trivia, come on, man.
All right.
You're better than that.
Well, let us know. Write in. Let us know what you think about that. If you enjoy a question like that, if it's a thinker, or if you prefer something more straightforward, I just think as a final question.
Is it a
question,
thinker or a stinker?
I know what you think it is.
I think we should make a poll on our Facebook.
Fine. We can
okay.
do that. Is it a thinker or a stinker?
I think it's
one.
A stinker, and I think everybody's going to think it's a stinker.
That's fine. I won't ask it again.
That's some Kool-Aid man shit. All right. Here's your last question.
Mm-hmm.
And I love you and I respect you.
Here comes a difficult question.
All right. Mount Whitney is the highest peak in which mountain range?
Mount Whitney.
I can give you a clue if you
questions.
Want. You know,
you've
a lot of questions.
The geography.
I noticed when I was writing them down, I was like, I'm asking a lot of questions about countries.
Yeah.
And places. Mm-hmm. And even questions that aren't geography, I'm asking questions about other countries. Brazil.
right,
et cetera, et cetera. And that's only some of them.
This is a very worldly episode.
UK, I asked about. Yeah, these questions, almost every question, some other questions I didn't ask that have to do with states and shit, so.
Yeah, Mount Whitney. Where is that? It sounds like... It's very American. Do you say American mountain range?
I did not.
Mount Whitney. I do like the Whitney Art Museum in New York, which has a lot of American art in it. So Whitney is an American name. And I don't know if the art museum is named after a mountain. If there was a mountain range close to New York, I would have to say the closest range would be the Appalachians. So that's going to be my answer.
I'm going to give you a clue. Okay. Because I gave this clue about another question about the same mountain range.
Okay.
And it ended up kind of fucking a lot of people over, I think. So I'm going to give you all that information. All
right. So this could fuck me over.
But I'm letting you know it could fuck you over.
Okay.
Okay. Think beer.
Beer. I'm having deja vu right now.
I think I may have done the same thing with you. I think I may have asked this question about this mountain range before on this podcast. Mm-hmm.
You've repeated a question?
No. I asked a question. It was another question about the same mountain range.
Oh, God. I know I got that one wrong. I vaguely remember it. I just remember the shame. The shame of getting an answer wrong on this podcast that only Mark and I know. And a few select guests. Think beer. Tap the Rockies. And this is, I feel like this is the path I went down last time. And it did fuck me over. Think beer. Mountain range.
I actually totally did. I'm having deja vu right now. I totally remember asking a question like this.
Yeah. What was that question? Oh, God. See, this is the problem with off the cuff. We need some script.
No. This is what's happening right now is beautiful.
I can't be wrong twice on the same question. This is some kind of double jeopardy bullshit. Well, if it was the Appalachians, you would have congratulated me by now. So I'm going to say the Rocky Mountains. Tap the Rockies. Coors Light. Even though I think that's how I got the question wrong.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I asked the same exact question before. I just went back and looked.
God damn it.
The correct answer is... Sierra Nevada. I asked this question 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Wow. So what's worse, ladies and gentlemen? Having a trivia host that asks you a riddle that's fun and exciting, or the same exact goddamn question, forcing you to embarrassingly get the question wrong twice in a row in 1 month?
And I will let you know that no team got it right last night, even teams that mentioned specifically that they were there the night that I asked it before. So it's funny to me because, you know, I always tell people, even though my trivia is hard, you know, you're going to learn some stuff. But apparently,
even though my trivia is hard, I only have 20 questions that I ask over and over again.
You're going to fucking learn.
Yeah. Let's see here. You've probably asked about 100 questions on the podcast at this point, right? There's seven questions per episode, 77 or so. Almost 100.
You're approaching it.
We're going to get up there.
Approaching.
Okay, so Mount Whitney is in the Sierra Nevada mountain range.
The highest peak.
Yep, not the Appalachians.
So remember that in case I come back.
I better remember that because now, yeah, if you ask that a third time and I get it wrong, that'll be really embarrassing. So if you got it wrong at home, shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on me. Shame on us all. That concludes this episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. My name is Lee Brushnighty. You can You can host me. No Nonsense Trivia Live on Mondays at Three Pepper Burrito Company in downtown Fort Myers at 7:30. Then again on Wednesdays at Bury Me Brewing, also in Fort Myers. That one starts at 7. Each and every Thursday evening at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in downtown Cape Coral. That show's starting at 7:30. Mr. Mark Davis, please tell our listeners where you can be found on Wednesday nights.
You can find me Wednesday nights at Nice Guys Pints and Pies in beautiful historic downtown Cape Coral, Florida, from 9 o'clock until 10:30. For all of you late lovers, ow, 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 come down. You can win prizes, et cetera, et cetera. October 19th, so almost a month to the day. We are going to be doing our 4-year anniversary, and it is going to be an intense experience. It is going to be put a cell phone in your cell phone in a box. You cannot use it for the whole time you're there.
You're into it now. You're into
it. No, because this prize, so the 1 year we gave a 55-inch TV, I mentioned last time.
Yeah,
I said the next one's going to be bigger. Mike Cosden jokingly said a 56-inch TV. It will be bigger than that, I think.
Even bigger? You're going even larger than an extra inch?
It's not going to be a TV.
Oh,
Some ideas have been floated around. I'm not going to commit to saying anything until we have something.
Stay tuned, everyone.
Yeah, so it's going to be a month. I mean, it's going to be a big deal, and I'm really, really excited about it. So.
And the episode, or the day that this episode comes out on, it is going to be a Monday night. You're actually going to be hosting trivia in my stead at Three Pepper Burrito Company.
I will.
So and the Wet Boys will be diminished by one.
Indeed. And, yeah. And like Mike Cosden, I will not throw any weight toward them. I will be gallant. And I will be trustworthy.
More and then, fair and balanced than Fox News, I dare say.
Wow.
Even more fair and balanced than that.
And then a couple weeks from now, you're going to be hosting probably in my stead at Nice Guys, returning the favor on a Wednesday night while I'm in the United Kingdom and in Ireland.
It's like that show Trading Spaces or Wife Swap, except we're doing it with trivia locations.
Host Swap.
Come check out our Host Swap.
Yeah.
Just come check out all the trivia events. Thanks for listening. Hope you had fun. Join us every Monday morning for a new episode by subscribing to No Nonsense Trivia Challenge on your favorite podcast platform. It should be No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on the podcast platform. So that's the name of it.
Yeah.
The challenges are the live events.
Yes.
And the podcast is the podcast. So look for if you just search for No Nonsense Trivia, it's going to come
just
up.
Just tell you what.
It's going to come up. you can also write to us at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com, and please follow us and participate in the comments on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Woo-hoo.
At No Nonsense Trivia, and on Twitter at No Non Trivia, because there's a character limit.
And also, as a little bit of a tip of the hat to next week, we have some very big information that we're going to be dropping. So stay tuned for that and look forward to that next week.
We're making moves over here.
We're making some moves.
Making moves. Also, finally, don't forget to leave us a rating, everybody, on iTunes and Stitcher. 5 stars only, as usual, if you don't mind. Until next time, No Nonsense listeners, come on that biscuit!
Gross.
Trivia. Trivia. Love to ask questions about Bolivia. And when the game